Okay, today most it's fair game because it's part of the sitter, right? Most appears in the sitter. It's sure in sitter. It appears in the sitter. So let's just gonna go through some basic. I'm not no big chidushim here tonight. Just to go through the basic translation of the words. Try to bring out a few short ideas. Okay, the erste Sache is this piyut. I really didn't do too much preparation as far as the background is concerned. It's really there's an infinite amount of chidushim, things you can talk about the Mosur. It's probably one of the most famous piyutim in all of our liturgy. Who's the author? I don't know, but one thing we do know is his name was Mordechai. Look, you see the acrostic. The acrostic, this is something which is very, very common. Mem, Reish, Mos, Ros, Devir, Krois, Yud, Mordechai. And the last is Chazak. Chasoif, Zeroya, Kotshecha, Ches, Zayin, Kof, Chazak. Mordechai, Chazak. Now, does that mean his last name was Chazak? I doubt it. You never know. Maybe his last name was Chazak. Did they have last names in those days? I don't know.
No,
depends where
no.
You lived. When did last names first come into use? It depends where you lived.
In the 1700s.
No, before that. They must have had something before. Whatever.
No,
okay.
No,
whatever,
no,
whatever. It is, though, interesting, though, is that he did feel that it's not enough just to write Mordechai. He had to go and have an acrostic at the end, Chazak. Yeah, you find that by other Pythonim. But this is very typical. Mordechai, Chazak. For some reason, it was absolutely necessary to do this, to put your name into the piyut, into your composition. Why was that absolutely necessary? I don't know. It is. For some reason, that's the way it is. All right, let's see now. This piyut, how many parts are there? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 different sections to this piyut. The first section deals with Hanukkah. Okay? Most, so I will read the words word for word in a few moments, but the first section obviously took us Egmar Bashir Mizmar Chanukah Samizbeach. And the truth is this really about Chanukah? Who says this first stanza has anything to do with Chanukah? We call Chanukah basically, I mean, it's interesting, the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah, why is it called Chanukah? For all the different, why is we light the menorah, we should call it the Chanukiah. Well, the Chanukiah is not a good word, because Chanukiah is just a takeoff on the word Chanukah. We should really call the holiday either Halal V'Hoidah, or Hadlokas Saneris, or Menorah, or Shemin, Pach Shemin. I mean, the word Chanukah is really shocking. We don't think about it. Why is this festival called Chanukah? I don't really know. The only thing that I always hear said over 100 times is, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. It was the re-inauguration. It was the renewal, renaissance. Okay, renewal. It was a renewal for Klal Yisrael. It was a zman of renewal. And the zman of renewal is called Chanukah. Chanukah Oz Egmar Bashir Mizmor Chanukas HaMizbeach. So you would think, you would be misled to this first line of the piyut refers to Chanukah, right? Because that's why the festival is called Chanukah, from the Chanukas HaMizbeach. But you know something that's not really correct? This first line, I'm suggesting this, it's not so posh what I'm saying, is referring to Mashiach. This has nothing to do with Chanukah. This is just a general prayer. Mo'osur. Hashem, He is my Mo'oz, that's a word, and He is my Tzur. These two words, what's the difference? I don't know. Tzur is a rock, and a Mo'oz is a fortress. So I guess you'll say a fortress is made up of many rocks. Right, like a Mizbeach is made up of many stones, and an Evan, a Matzeva, is one stone. A Matzeva is a single stone, and a Mizbeach is a many stones. So we have a mo'oz. A mo'oz is a mizbeach. And a tzur is a single stone. The ova is offered korbanos upon a single stone. A single stone. And we offer korbanos upon a mizbeach. Why? Because our enemies, the goyim, began to worship idols upon a single stone. So it became hated to Hashem. It's a very complicated topic. Just because a guy does something, automatically disqualifies it for us. Who cares what they do? Why should that change anything? For whatever reason, because the goyim began to worship, offer sacrifices to gods upon a single stone, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected Hashem, rejected it, this type of service, and therefore we offer korbanos on the mizbeach. But here we have a Moses as a fortress, which is made out of many stones, it soars a single rock. And these two words are a reference to Hashem. Hashem is called the Moz, and Hashem is called the Tzur. And he is Yeshua Si. You are my salvation. You are the source of my salvation. You, Hashem, okay? You, Hashem, are the source of my salvation. L'chot to you, no'eh, is it fitting? Is it beautiful, l'shabech, to offer praise? Tikoin base tefilasi, he has established, Hashem has established. Or, no, tikon is a prayer, tikon. I think in this context it means we're asking Hashem, tikon, that you should. Tikon, based tefilasi, the place of my prayer, v'sham and there toidon nizbech, it's a request. The way we're using the word tikon is not the usual grammatical form. It's over here in this context, it's a request. In piyutim, grammar has to be understood against the context of the entire sentence. And the way it's simply understood over here is that we're asking Hashem, please, tikon, establish. Based the philosophy, the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the goal of the Beis HaMikdash? So if you ask the average person in the street, what's the goal of the Beis HaMikdash? To offer korbanos. Wrong, it's not the goal. The goal of the Beis HaMikdash is v'sham dir toido nizabech. We'll offer a korban toda, a very specific sacrifice. A korban toda to offer, give Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanksgiving for what he has done for us. Le'eis, at that time, tochin matbeach, you will prepare the slaughter. You're going to prepare, matbeach means the slaughterhouse, mitzar, for our enemy, ha-menabeach, that barks like a dog. It's quite a nice thing to say about our enemies. We're not exactly politically correct. Next time someone says to you that when you talk about your enemies, you should be politically correct. You have to be nice and polished. And, don't say it as it is. Don't say it, be politically correct, mitzar hamnabeach, from the enemy that barks like a dog. I just heard today that, I don't know if this is true, it's probably not, but this guy, he testified, I think in front of, it's all over the internet, he was outside the Supreme Court, their chambers, when they were debating if they should take the Trump's lawsuit. The lawsuit from the laws in Texas, where Texas is and 19 states were suing the states that were for alleged forgeries, and they presented this to the Supreme Court, and they heard this guy was there. He works there, and they do this all the time. The justices, they go into chambers to discuss which case they're going to take. It's always quiet. You can hear a pin drop. And this guy, he says, there were koilois uvrakim. There was screaming going on there with the Supreme Court justices, or should they take the case or not? And he heard Roberts saying, don't tell me about that case. If they're referring to the, someone mentioned Bush and Gore. I don't want to hear about that. Then there were no riots. And according to this witness, he's an Eid Echad, so I don't know if he's Neman, but it certainly seems like he's saying something that people he's saying is that these justices are a bunch of cowards. They basically acknowledged, that statement says it all, that if they take the case and acknowledge that there was fraud, Trump will win, and there'll be riots in the street. So in order there should not be riots in the street, it's kedai, there should be injustice. That's the Supreme Court of the United States of America. The highest court in the world. The most powerful country in the world. Justice, the only thing that counts is to be politically correct. To keep the Shiretz quiet. You hear? Unbelievable. Is it true or not? I don't know. You go find out. Mayor will do his homework. He'll tell me if this is true or not. But you want to talk about being politically correct, the noid of the oil, what it means to be politically correct. But here in this piyut, it says over here, call it as it is. There's no political correctness in the Mo'asur. Le'ez tochin magbeach, we will prepare a slaughterhouse. For who? Mitzar, for the enemy, ha-min-na-beach, that barks like a dog. Our enemies are dogs. Say it the way it is. Oz then, Eglor, I will conclude a complete halal b'shir mizmo, the shir and the mizmo, two different expressions of a song, a prayer, a song for the Chanukas, for the re-inauguration of ha-mizbech on the mizbech. So what I'm telling you over here is, I'm telling you a chiddush. I'm coming to tell you that every parish that you've ever seen on Mosor is going to tell you that there are six stanzas, and two of the six stanzas are referring to Yovan, the miracle of Hanukkah. I don't get it. Not true. The first stanza is a prayer for Mashiach. We start off, Ribbono Shel Olam, please bring Mashiach. It happens to be that our prayer for Mashiach very much parallels something very similar about Hanukkah. Because Hanukkah, what happened in Hanukkah? There was the renewal, the rebuilding of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, Moa. And so when we pray for Mashiach to come, it's going to be the same thing. There's going to be a Mizbeach. Moa, so we pray to Hashem, you are Hashem, you are the Mosur Yeshua, so you are the God of our salvation. To you, it's beautiful to praise. We beg you, please, tikkun, prepare, establish the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Tefillah. We will offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. And then at that time, when we offer our sacrifices, you will prepare the slaughter for the dogs that bark, our enemies. And then we will sing a song, a shir, mizmor, at the time when we renew the Mizbeach. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on here in this one line. First of all, we all know that no one knows what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Nobody knows the timeline. The timeline is extremely complex. There are so many opinions. The Rambam says this, and this one says that. And there are numerous Mamari Chazal that all of them contradict one another. And you get dizzy trying to figure out any sequence of events, timeline, Goig or Magoig. No one knows nothing. I even heard over here in the shul, I'm giving the shul over here, Rav Simcha Soloveitchik Shlita. I'm not here too much anymore, you should know. It's very sad because you know, I'm telling you, just sitting here, I gotta tell you something. You just sit here in this shul, Rav Simcha Soloveitchik is a real character. He is such a character, you never saw someone like this person. He is just hilarious just to see what he says. But he knows what he knows, what comes out of his mouth is unbelievable. If you just sit here and do nothing and just listen to him talk, the things that he says are just unbelievable. He says chidush, he just like talks to this guy, that guy, and he kvetches, and he does all these funny things, and what he says is unbelievable. So I already forgot what I was about to say. He said something about this. I forgot what I was about to say. Fine, let's go for it. We'll come back. I'll remember in a second. But anyway, over here, no one knows what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Yet, this line seems to give us some guidance as to the sequence of events. Because it says over here first, what's going to happen is we pray to Hashem to establish a base tefilasi. We call the Beis HaMikdash, what do we call it? We call it nothing more than a shtibel, the Beis Tefilasi. We don't call it, in other words, the way this Python is saying, Mordechai Chazak is saying, that when we will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, it's first going to be primarily a shul, a big shul, to come daven. Well, that's really what it is now. The Kaisel HaMaravi, what is the Beis HaMikdash right now? It's a Beis Tefillah. Then comes the next step. The next step is v'sham der toida nizabeach. We're going to offer only one sacrifice, the carbon toida. Now, the enemies at this point in time will still be running around the world. None of our enemies will be eliminated at that point in time. The elimination of our enemies will take place after we start offering sacrifices, specifically the carbon toida. Then, le'es, at the time, tochin, when you will establish the matbech, the slaughterhouse, for our enemies who bark like dogs. And Oz, after the enemies have been eliminated, then the Beis HaMikdash is going to get an upgrade. And the upgrade will be, we're going to be Egmar, we will conclude with Shir Mizmar, a song, the Chanukas, the renewal HaMizbech. Wait a minute. If we are already offering a Karban Toidah, that means there's already a Mizbeach. So what's over here? The Chanukas HaMizbeach. It sounds like that when Mashiach will come, there's going to be a Mizbeach. And then at a later point in time, they're going to demolish that Mizbeach and make a new Mizbeach, a second Mizbeach, to replace the first Mizbeach, because the first Mizbeach maybe was just a temporary Mizbeach. Maybe they didn't know the exact Makom. Maybe it wasn't perfectly finished yet. If you read this one line, it sounds like the building of the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash is going to happen in two stages. They're going to build the Mizbeach in order to offer the Karban Toid, because you cannot bring Karban Toid if you don't have a Mizbeach. And then after we eliminate our enemies, a little point in time, we're going to sing Shiras V'Seshbachos at the time when we renew the Mizbeach. So when Mashiach will come, there's going to be a two-stage process in building the Mizbeach, which totally shakes us up, because the Rambam certainly doesn't talk about this process, these two stages. Okay, another idea I came across, I found this to be very interesting, is the reason why there are two Mizbeachos is incredible. What I'll tell you now is the second Mizbeach, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, is the Mizbeach HaZohav. There are two Mizbeachos. There is the Mizbeach of Achitzon, in the Azara, where we offer Korbanos. And then there is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, inside, where we offer Ketores. And on that Mizbeach, the only time you put blood is the blood, the Dam HaPor, the Dam HaSoyer of Yom HaKippurim. Okay, so there are two Mizbeaches. So this piyut, this first line, is talking about a bakosha, a request that Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we are describing the two Mizbeaches. First, we're going to build a basic structure, and this makes a lot of sense. We're going to build the basic structure, and we know we'll have the Har Habayis, get rid of the Dome of the Rock, get rid of all those people there. Arois, out. We're going to move in the Kohanim, but it's going to be a process. They're not going to bring the Ketores. They're not going to bring the Avodas Yom Kippurim. The first thing is, just let's bring some Korbanos on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. V'Shom Toido Nizabeach. And then, as time goes on, and the world continues to perfect itself, and we bring to trial our enemies, and we establish a matbeach. Notice here the tochin, it's just like tikoin. They're almost compared one to another. We're going to establish a base tefillah, and equal to establishing the base tefillah, tochin, we're going to prepare a matbeach. It's the same word. Not the same pronunciation, but it's really the same word. And we're saying they're both equal. Just as important that is as it is to establish a Beis HaMikdash, it's important to establish a justice in this world, to establish a court of law, to judge the dogs who bark. Now, at that point, we do that. We will conclude with Shir Mizmar Chanukas HaMizbeach. Which Mizbeach? The HaMizbeach. With the Hey HaYidia, the Mizbeach HaPenimi. The Mizbeach that we offer the Ketores. That will be cause of celebration. Chanukah is the renewal of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. When Mashiach will come, there will be a celebration at the time that we renew the Mizbeach HaPenimi, the Mizbeach HaZohav. Once upon a time, I tried to suggest the following, that on Sukkos, we all know good and well that on Sukkos, we walk around, we do Hashanahs. Hashanah, Lemanach Elokeinu, Hashanah, we go in circles for 7 days. What's the purpose of those circles? It's this Minag Nevi'im. It's a zecha for the Minag Nevi'im to walk around the Mizbeach every single day during Sukkos. They walked, they made a hakofa around the Mizbeach, holding in their hands the lulav and this, the machleks in the Gemara, the hadasim. They walked around the Mizbeach holding the hadasim. Holding the hadasim, not the lulav, the hadasim, I'm not mistaken, it's only the hadasim. Okay, very nice. Then comes Simchas Torah, a new holiday, a new modern holiday, 450 years. Simchas Torah, what do we do in Simchas Torah? We walk around the Bima 7 times. Why? All right, whatever, you can say whatever you want to say, walk on the Bima. The Zecher, an extension of Sukkah. Sukkah, what is the Bima? The Bima becomes the Mizbeach. And when we walk around the Bima, we're basically copying, we're imitating what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. They walked around the Mizbeach with the Arovis. We do the Zelbasach, we walk around the Bima. The Bima is the Mizbeach. So I once suggested, it's a long time ago, on Simchas Torah, when you walk around 7 times, you're not walking around the Mizbeach HaChitzon. On Simchas Torah, when you take out the Sefer Torah, you walk around Bima, you're walking around the Mizbeach HaPenimi. The 7 days of Sukkos, you're walking around the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And on the 8th day of Sukkos, on Shmini Atzeres, you're walking around the Mizbeach HaPenimi, on the inner Mizbeach. Chanukah is Keneged Sukkos. A lot of people say that. A lot of the Farshim say that one of the reasons why Chanukah is 8 days is to make up for the absence of Simcha that we lacked during Sukkos. Okay, you could talk about Corona. Corona took away from Klal Yisrael these last, I lost track of how many months it is already. It took away from Klal Yisrael's Simcha. Besides, forget about the tragedies, put that aside now. The people who died, in the Eretz Yisrael, they're all Jews who died. I'm assuming they're all Jews already over there in Eretz Yisrael, probably over 3,000 people died. 3,000 Jews died in Eretz Yisrael. And here in America, I don't know the numbers of Jews who unfortunately are not religious, must be in the tens of thousands, or not religious. Who knows, tens of thousands of not religious Jews died in America. No, you don't have to mourn for them, just because they're not religious. It's just, a Jew's a Jew. He's part of the team. But here that we know of, in our community of Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, we're dealing with at least 2,000 Jews from people who are Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. So that's easily 5,000 Shomrei Torah Mitzvos who died before their time. So forget about that. 5,000 people, that's a big number of people who died before their time. But besides that, the lockdown, what has the lockdown done? It has taken away the Simchas HaChaim for already a very long time. Life is not the same. There's no Simchas, there's no Yom Tov, there's no Shabbos, there's no davening. The whole flavor, the spice of life is gone out the window. So when the salvation comes, you gotta make it up. I visit sometimes this elderly couple on Shabbos. They're very close to my parents. And they miss mamish. You know, this is the age in their life. They work so hard their whole life. And here they are now. They're zakenim. And very hard for them to get around. And now, nachas, if a grandchild gets married, a grandchild, a bar mitzvah, a great grandchild is born, you know, this is what they've been waiting for their whole life. They worked their whole life very, very hard. They gave everything to their children. And now, no, a little nachas, the first, an oranical, this, that. No, you can't go. The doctor said, don't you dare. Don't you dare go. If you go and you catch corona, you don't stand a chance. So isn't that very painful? That's a very horrible thing. And it eats them to pieces because, you know, the elderly people, they can barely, you know, get anywhere, even in the best of times. And now in total shutout, that's what happened during Hanukkah. The 52 years, there was no simchas. You didn't go to a bris. You didn't go to a wedding. There was no Shabbos, no Yom Tov, nothing. They took away the simcha in life. So when the salvation came, they made Hanukkah for 8 days to remind you of the holiday that was Kula Simcha, Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, Ziman Simcha Seinu. It says by Sukkos twice in the Torah, V'samachta. It doesn't say that all by Pesach, and it says only once by Shavuos, but by Sukkos it says it twice. It's called Zman Simcha Seinu in the Siddur. They had a simcha space of Mishal or Simcha space or Evil or Simcha Beyamov. So when Hanukkah finally came, the vaccine arrived for the world. Hanukkah was here. Oh, we have to make it up. We're going to make it up for all generations. And it's going to be 8 days, because the number 8 days is the number of days of Zman Simcha Seinu. To make up the tsar, to bring simcha back into Klal Yisrael. Do you know how much simcha people have just enough to say Tachlin for 8 days? that alone is worth it. You don't have to say Tachlin for 8 days? You know how much simcha that gives people? They'll say Hallel. Why do you say Hallel, Meir, on Chanukah? Why do you say Hallel? Because I don't have to say Tachlin today. The reason why you're saying halal is because I don't have to say tachlin. That's why you say halal. Who cares about the chashminoy? Let's be serious. Why do you say halal? So it parallels Sukkos. If it parallels Sukkos, just like on Sukkos, there's a double mizbeach. For 7 days, you walk around the mizbeach hachitzoin. And on Simchas Torah, you walk around the Mizbech HaPnimi. Okay, I have a whole drush on this, whole proof to this, that Shmini Atzeres, on Shmini Atzeres, when you walk around the Bima 7 times, you're not walking around the Mizbech HaChitzon, you walk around the Mizbech HaPnimi. On Sukkos, you're walking around the Mizbech HaChitzon, that's a Gemara. Zeich LeMikdash, the Bima becomes the Mizbech. And we walk around the Mizbech HaChitzoin. But on Shmini Atzeres, what are you doing? Mizbech HaPnimi. 2 Mizbechos. Sukkos, 8 days. Oh, Chanukah is Kineged Sukkos. And what's Chanukah? Chanukah is just a me'ein, a dugma of La'osa Lavo. And what does it say here, La'osa Lavo? 2 Mizbechos. Mo'osu Yeshua si l'chono l'shabeach. When? Period. Now we start. Hashem, it's time to build the Beis HaMikdash. What's stopping you, Hashem? Build the Beis HaMikdash. How big is the Beis HaMikdash? It's not so big. It's not even a fraction of the size of the Waldorf. What's the big deal? They can't have a Waldorf there on Temple Mount? What do they care? Let us have the Waldorf. You pay off these people. You give them enough money, they'll let us have it. Believe me, for enough money, I kesef ya'ane es hakol. You pay the people there, we'll take your Temple, the Dome of the Rock, we'll bring it to Mecca for you. We'll do whatever you want. Just get out of here. Get out of this place. We'll pay you. We'll give you good money. For money, they'll do anything. And we'll build there. How big is the Beis HaMikdash? It's not even a fraction of the size of the Waldorf. And Tikoin Beis Tefilasi. It'll be a Mokom Tefila. And what will we do there? 1 Mizbeach at a time. The Sham Toidon is Zabeach. We're going to be making the carbon Toidah. The carbon Toidah. Then the world will continue. Oilam Kimin Hogoy Nog. And we're going to call to justice all of the dogs. Call it as it is. Tochin Madbeach, the slaughter. Mitzar, for the enemy, the Mitzar. The Mem is a little bit disturbing me, the Mitzar, but that's what it means. The Mitzar means the enemy. Hamin Hamin Abeach, that barks like a dog. All of our enemies, we're going to slaughter them. And then when the enemies are gone, we're going to go into stage two, an upgrade in the Beis HaMikdash, where we're going to introduce services in the inner sanctuary. In the Heichal, we're going to bring Ketores. Not going to happen in one shot. When you think they're going to want to open up the Beis HaMikdash, full services, you know that's not the way it goes in construction. When you build a building, you know, okay, first you move in. The swimming pool is not ready yet. Okay? The bowling alley is not ready yet. Okay? The theme park is not ready yet. When you open up a new center, little by little, one thing at a time. Do you ever go visit the American Dream Mall? I went there last year after the CMHS. I was so upset. I wanted to go home. I was freezing cold. And the person who took me, no. He has to go check out the American Dream Mall. Come on, I want to go home already. I was supposed to give a daf yom yeshu that night. Come on. No. He has to go check it out. So I tag along with him. I never in my life saw something like that. You got to see it to believe it. You really got to see it to believe it. It's right next to MetLife, the American Dream Mall. Kishmoy Kahu. But you know something? Half of it wasn't finished. Half of every other thing you wanted to go, no, we're not finished yet. Construction. It's not ready yet. It's not ready. It's projected to be ready in the spring and the fall. They probably now with Corona, they probably stopped the whole thing. Maybe they, I don't know if they opened, not opened it. Heard of Chalamoid Pesach, Chalamoid Sukkot. They did open up one of the things. They rented it out for firm people only. It's unbelievable. That part was not finished last year. So same thing with the Beis HaMikdash. Well, they're going to open up the Beis HaMikdash and everything's going to be ready to go in one shot? No! They can open up the Beis HaMikdash, limited services. We're not finished yet. Everything takes time. It's a process. Especially the Beis HaMikdash is a spiritual center. In a spiritual center, you can't expect everything to be ready in one shot. You have to be deserving for it to be opened up for business. So we'll bring first a carbon toida nizabeach. And then when we go to the next stage in our spiritual development, when we eliminate the mitzor hamnabeach, then we will be deserving, we'll be ready for stage two to offer ketores on the mizbeach ha-penimi, the second mizbeach. Oz egmor b'shir mizmor, the chanukas ha-mizbeach of the mizbeach ha-penimi, the two mizbeachos. Just like Sukkos, two mizbechos. The first 7 days, Hashanah, and the last day, Shmini Atzeres, is mizbech ha-panimi. Okay, so this is the first line. So again, this line really is Eidut Chanukah. This line is a prayer for Mashiach. Now, what time is it? I can't believe how late it is. So we're not going to have time to go. Let me just point out a couple of things and just go through the basic structure, what's going on over here. The next line, Ro Sava Nafshi, we're starting with Bavel. I'm not with Mitzrayim. Egypt. Now, Egypt is not really one of the Dalim Malchios. Egypt is the template. Egypt is where the Golos. And somehow, some way, going to Egypt. In Egypt, there are different stages. Rabbi Mayavsky discussed this. You can break down Egypt into four stages of what happened in the Mitzrayim. You can break down what happened in Mitzrayim into eight stages. In Mitzrayim, this is the template for the Dalai Malchus. And when you say, Rosh of Anafshi, many, many evils did my neshama suffer. Was it sated? It was full to the brim, satisfied. Daiva Hoyser. You think if you have a donut, you're satisfied? Well, the tsaros were a lot more than a donut. It filled up. Their neshamas with misery, biyogoin with sorrow, kochi kila, they destroyed my strength. Okay, you shoveled the snow today? Woo! You know they were really right, the meteorologists. They know they were wrong. You know how much it snowed? it snowed 2 feet. It really snowed 2 feet. The only thing is, the 2 feet was compacted into 6 inches. The snow was so heavy. I don't think I ever had such a heavy snow, ever shoveled. Shoveling the snow today felt like I shoveled 2 feet of snow. It was so heavy. Unbelievable. They compacted the tsaris into 86 years, 400 years. It's a good mushel. Today's snow was. Just like the Egyptians, they compacted 400 years of tsaris into 86 years. So when you have a snow like this, you're compacting 2 feet of snow into 6 inches. And it really, I was never so jealous of these guys who have these heated sidewalks. You know, these people have these heated sidewalks. When I went to davening today, I have a neighbor on the block. He has a heated sidewalk. Passed by his house. Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. Clean like a whistle. Dry. Oh my gosh. This guy. Zelofair. This is a crime. This is a crime to make the whole block jealous. To have a heated sidewalk like that. In any event, this goes to the whole, this is Mitzrayim. We are running out of time. I'm going to Mitzrayim. After Mitzrayim, we then come to Parah. We come then to next one. Devir Kodesh Haviani. Hashem brought us into the Beis HaMikdash. Now we go to Bavel. After Mitzrayim was over, we left Mitzrayim. We came into Eretz Yisrael. We built the Beis HaMikdash 480 years later. And then came along Nebuchadnezzar. And this whole section over here deals with Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar and Babel, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Then who came next? Comes Haman, Parasu Modai, Kirois Koimas Bereish Bikesh. When Bikesh Agog, you have to read it backwards. Bikesh Agogi Ben Hamdasa. Agogi Ben Hamdasa means Agag, Melch Agag, who is the Zayde of Haman. Haman was an Enikol, an Or Enikol of Agogi, the king of Amalek. So Bikesh Agogi Ben Hamdasa, we're calling Haman by his grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather, whatever it is. He desired to do what? To kreis, to cut down, to chop off koimas, the exalted height of Bereish. Bereish is a spice. And the Gemara compares Mordechai to this particular spice based on the Pasuk. So Agogi ben Hamdasa, he wanted to cut down Mordechai HaTzadik. He wanted to cut down the Bereish, he's called the Bereish. This must be very dear to his heart, the Paitan, because his name was also Mordechai. Mordechai Chazak. And here he's writing about Mordechai, and he's calling him here the Bereish. The Bereish, which is a spice. Okay, then he goes on, Hashem prevented. Then we come to Yevanim. No, we come to, that's the holiday. Yevanim Nikbitzol. It doesn't appear that this is the main part of the piyut. This we say this piyut, which has a lot of themes. Yevanim Nikbitzolai, they gathered upon me, Azai, Azai. It's a very strange word. I don't really know how that word got. Bimei Chashmanim. Okay, Uparzul Chomas Midolai, they made 13 breaches in the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. All right, fine, we know the whole story. We're out of time, so I want to just do the last stanza. And then we come to Edoim today. Hayoim. Now I want to tell you something very interesting about this last thing over here. By the way, this thing has been tampered with. We all know that. This last stanza, it's not even so clear that it's the original stanza. It was ever written by because when did the person who wrote this live? The Goyim, they didn't like this last stanza. They tampered with it. Whatever it is. Chasoif means to expose, uncover. Zeroya kotshech, your holy arm. The kodev and bring close the Kates HaYeshua. This is a very interesting expression. You should say Kates HaGolus. We always talk about the Golus, the end of Golus. And here we call it the Kates HaYeshua. That's a very bizarre expression. Okay, I didn't really find a good, satisfying answer. The Kates, the end, which is HaYeshua. It's not what you expect. It should be Kates HaGolus, the end of the exile. Bring near the end of the exile. Why do we call the exile called HaYeshua, the salvation? I don't know, not so simple. Mikoy nikma stam avodecha. Take revenge. Hashem, we justice. Justice. May uma harisha from the wicked nation. And you could imagine that the goyim, when they saw this in our sidurim, they did not like this. They censored this. They tampered with this. Fine. Ki orcho lanu hasha'a. It's late. It's late. The hour is late. V'ein keitz limei hara. There's no end to the tzaras. D'chei admon. Push off admon, which is edoim, betzel, into the shadow of death. Tzalmon is tzel moves. Okay, say it the way it is. Push them over the cliff into the shadow of death. Now, here's something I want to point out. This is something I find to be really amazing. Chokem lanu, Hashem, we beg you, establish for us Royeh Shiva. And that's very bizarre. It should be Royim, seven shepherds. It does say Royeh. I don't have answers why it's called singular. There are answers. I didn't get a chance to really delve into this. Royeh is a shepherd. Shivna. Who are the seven shepherds? It's a pasuk. Okay, I'm going to end with this. I'm ending. Who are the seven shepherds? This is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mani, this is the pasuk. It says we learned this in Micha. We learned this not that long ago. We learned this together in the morning. It says in the pasuk, Vahake Mainu Olav Shiva Royim. In the pasuk, it's written, B'loshen Rabim. I will establish for you seven shepherds. Seven shepherds. And then the pasuk, this is the part that I find to be really amazing. The pasuk concludes, Ushemoine nesiche adam, and eight leaders. Eight nesiche means leaders of the people. I'm going to establish for you seven shepherds and eight leaders. A leader, not from the roof, not a leader in gutter. A leader, a person who knows how to lead. A leader. And the Gemara says, who are these? The Gemara, we learned this together. Who are the seven shepherds? Who are the seven shepherds? And who are the eight leaders? The Gemara Darshins, the Talmud, the Gemara Darshins, where the Gemara Masech Pesukah, the seven shepherds are David, he's in the middle, Adam, and Sheis, Umisu Shelach, Adam, Sheis, that was a replacement for Hevel, Cain killed Hevel, and then Adam and Chav had another child, Shasli Elokim Zer'achar Tachas Hevel, okay, Sheis, replaced Hevel, and Umisu Shalach, his descendant, who's a tzaddik. Miminoi, who's on the other side, who's on the left? Avraham was a shepherd, Avraham, Yaakov, Umayshe. Okay, seven shepherds. And then the Gemara says, and who are the Nisichei Adam, the leaders of man? Yishai, okay, the father of David, Shaul, because David is one of the shepherds. So the Nesichei Adam is Yishai. He was one of the seven people who never did an Aver in his life. Was seven people? I don't know. He's one of them. He never did an Aver in his life. Shaul, he was the first king. Shmuel, he was the Navi who anointed the kings. Amos. Okay, why these people, I don't know. We learned this, I don't remember. I have no recollection of why these people. Tzefania, Tzidkiah, okay, that we're learning right now. He was meant to be the Bayis Sheni. Umashiach, the Eliyahu. These are the eight. So I want to suggest to come over here and say something interesting. Is that this is the end of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, what do? You light the candles and you say Haneris Halalu, and then you sing the piyot. You know what's the most powerful part of the piyot? What you don't say. The part that you leave out. How could you leave it? Hakeim lanu royeh shiva. Who even knows who the royeh shiva? Go ask the average person. What does these words mean? They don't know what these words mean. The royeh shiva? What does that mean? The shepherd who was seven? What? You gotta know Tanakh. You gotta know Nach. Oh, so you learn, you go look up in the art school, it tells you, the Roya Shiva, oh, David is in the middle, and Adam, Sheis, Misushelach is on the right side, and on the left side, it's Avraham, Yaakov, and Moshe. What do these seven people have in common? I have no idea. And neither does the average person. All right. Very nice appeal to who's interested. No. You know the purpose, you know, the Python was very clever. We're not real. The Python wasn't himself interested in this. The Python, really, this is not what his agenda. Yeah, I said so. I said Roy Shiva to wake you up to read the end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk says, Nesiche Shemoina. Nesiche Shemoina are the eight leaders. And who is the last of the eight leaders? Eliyahu. Hine anoichi shalech lechem eis Eliyahu navilifnei boyash yom Hashem hagodol v'hanoira. Number 7 is Mashiach. Eliyahu is number 8. So you want to say 7 and 8. Mashiach. Why didn't the Python just say it? Why couldn't he just put the words in the piyut if that's what he wanted to say? Well, let's go back to the question we asked this morning. Why is there no Mesechta for Chanukah? Why is Chanukah almost absent from all of Talmud Bavli? How come it's absent? Where did Chanukah go? Why did it disappear? And all the different answers we've given, there are many answers, it doesn't matter which answer you want to prefer. Let's say just one right now is because it was Loi Nitan L'Kosef. Only Purim was given to be written in the Megillah Esther. But Chanukah is Loi Nitan L'Kosef. So we don't talk about Chanukah. Chanukah is Mesoira. It's Torah Shabbal Peh. It's Mamek. You know, Chanukah, Torah, Chanukah, it's another idea. We don't talk about it. Chanukah is about Torah. The menorah. What is the menorah? There are two different utensils in the Mikdash, the Torah. There's the Oroin, Torah Shebichsav, and the menorah. That's Torah Shebal Peh. So we today, all of Torah Shebal Peh is written today. It's written because Eis, Lasois LaHashem, Heferu Torah Secha. Correct. But being that Chanukah, the whole essence of Chanukah is Torah Shebal Peh, we have to preserve a token. Fulfillment of the Torah Shebal Peh on Chanukah, where we don't write it, we leave it out. It has to be said b'peh. So the Python here left off in the middle of a pasuk, Royesh Shiva, and then the Nesichei Shemoina, Chanukah's 8, and who's the last one of the 8, the 7th and 8th, Mashiach and Eliyahu. The end is the Mesorah Shebal Peh. That we're waiting for number 7 and 8. We're waiting for Mashiach to come. And that's part of the Torah Shabbal Peh. It's not in the books. Lenitam Lekosef. It's the Mesorah. And he's teasing us by concluding with the words Roi Shiva. All right, thank you. I went over time. Thank you, Rabbi Yosef, for listening. I want to get that thought. A great Yashar Koyach for coming, listening. All the best to everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you. Shkoya, very good, very good. We should have had a whole lighting of the menorah ceremony.